Although we cannot be sure, there is every reason to believe that the book of Acts was written by Luke, the doctor, who also wrote one of the Gospels. We do know that this book was written around A.D. 63, about 30 years after Jesus died. Acts tells us about the beginning of the Christian church. Before Jesus came, believers worshiped based on the law and offered sacrifices for sin. But Jesus taught a new way, and after his death, the entire look and feel of worship changed. The Christian church was to be built on belief in Jesus Christ, and its purpose was to reach out to the world and proclaim the good news of salvation through him. To do this, Jesus' followers needed power and guidance, so Jesus sent the Holy Spirit into their lives. Acts is one of the most exciting books in the Bible. In it, you will hear how the church began and how it grew. You will learn about how the Holy Spirit leads and gives power to follow to those who ask. The very same Spirit that led the believers in Acts through the challenges they faced is still with us today. Just like the early believers, you can receive power from the Holy Spirit and be witnesses to your world of God's love and salvation through Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice, the Lamb of God.
The Acts of the Apostles. To Theophilus. The first book I wrote was about everything that Jesus did and taught. I wrote about the whole life of Jesus, from the beginning until the day he was taken up into heaven. Before this, Jesus talked to the apostles he had chosen. With the help of the Holy Spirit, Jesus told them what they should do. After his death, he showed himself to them and proved in many ways that he was alive. The apostles saw Jesus during the 40 days after he was raised from death. He spoke to them about the kingdom of God. Once, when he was eating with them, he told them not to leave Jerusalem.
The Father has made you a promise which I told you about before. Wait here to receive the promise. John baptized people with water, but in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
The apostles were all together. They asked Jesus,
Lord, are you at this time going to give the kingdom back to Israel?
The Father is the only one who has the authority to decide dates and times. These things are not for you to know, but the Holy Spirit will come to you. Then you will receive power. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, in Samaria, and in every part of the world.
After he said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up. A cloud hid him from their sight. As he was going, they were looking into the sky. Suddenly, two men wearing white clothes stood beside them.
Men of Galilee, why are you standing here looking into the sky? You saw Jesus taken away from you into heaven. He will come back in the same way you saw him go.
Then they went back to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives. This mountain is about half a mile from Jerusalem. When they entered the city, they went to the upstairs room where they were staying. Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, known as the Zealot, and Judas, son of James, were there. They all continued praying together. Some women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Jesus' brothers, were also there with the apostles. During this time, there was a meeting of the believers. There were about 120 of them. Peter stood up and said,
Brothers, in the scriptures the Holy Spirit said through David that something must happen.
the Spirit was talking about Judas, one of our own group, who served together with us. The Spirit said that Judas would lead men to arrest Jesus.
Judas bought a field with the money he got for his evil act. But Judas fell to his death. His body burst open, and all his intestines poured out. Everyone in Jerusalem learned about this. This is why they named the field Akeldama. In their language, Akeldama means field of blood.
In the book of Psalms, this is written, "May his place be empty, leave no one to live in it." And it is also written, "Let another man replace him as leader." So now a man must join us and become a witness of Jesus being raised from death. He must be one of the men who were part of our group during all the time the Lord Jesus was with us. He must have been with us from the time John began to baptize people until the day when Jesus was taken up from us to heaven.
They put the names of two men before the group. One was Joseph Barsabbas, who was also called Justus. The other was Matthias. The apostles prayed,
"Lord, you know the minds of everyone. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to do this work. Judas turned away from it and went where he belongs. Lord, show us which one should take his place as an apostle."
Then they used lots to choose between them, and the lots showed that Matthias was the one. So he became an apostle with the other 11. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a noise came from heaven. It sounded like a strong wind blowing. This noise filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw something that looked like flames of fire. The flames were separated and stood over each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak different languages. The Holy Spirit was giving them the power to speak these languages. There were some religious Jews staying in Jerusalem who were from every country in the world. When they heard this noise, a crowd came together. They were all surprised because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were completely amazed at this.
"Look, aren't all these men that we hear speaking from Galilee?"
"But each of us hears them in his own language. How is this possible? We are from different places. Parthia, Media, Elam, Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, the areas of Libya near Cyrene, Rome, both Jews and those who had become Jews, Crete, and Arabia. But we hear these men telling in our own languages about the great things God has done."
They were all amazed and confused.
"What does this mean?"
But others were making fun of them.
"They have had too much wine."
But Peter stood up with the 11 apostles. In a loud voice, he spoke to the crowd.
"My fellow Jews and all of you who are in Jerusalem, listen to me. Pay attention to what I have to say. These men are not drunk, as you think. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning. But Joel, the prophet, wrote about what is happening here today. God says, 'In the last days I will give my spirit freely to all kinds of people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. At that time I will give my spirit even to my servants, both men and women, and they will prophesy. I will show miracles in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and thick smoke. The sun will become dark, the moon will become red as blood, and then the great and glorious day of the Lord will come. Then anyone who asks the Lord for help will be saved. Men of Israel,
Listen to these words. Jesus from Nazareth was a very special man. God clearly showed this to you by the miracles, wonders, and signs God did through him. You all know this because it happened right here among you. Jesus was given to you, and you killed him. With the help of evil men, you nailed him to a cross. But God knew all this would happen. This was God's plan, which he made long ago. God raised Jesus from death. God set him free from the pain of death. Death could not hold him. For David said this about him: I keep the Lord before me always. Because he is close by my side, I will not be hurt. So I am glad, and I rejoice. Even my body has hope. This is because you will not leave me in the grave. You will not let your Holy One rot. You will teach me God's way to live. Being with you will fill me with joy. Brothers, I can tell you truly about David, our ancestor. He died and was buried. His grave is still here with us today. David was a prophet and knew what God had said. God had promised David that he would make a person from David's family a king, just as he was. David knew this before it happened. That is why he said he was not left in the grave. His body did not rot. David was talking about the Christ rising from death. So Jesus is the one who God raised from death. And we are all witnesses to this. Jesus was lifted up to heaven and is now at God's right side. The Father has given the Holy Spirit to Jesus as he promised. So now, Jesus has poured out that Spirit. This is what you see and hear. David was not the one who was lifted up to heaven. But he said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit by me at my right side until I put your enemies under your control." So, all the people of Israel should know this truly. God has made Jesus both Lord and Christ. He is the man you nailed to the cross.
When the people heard this, they were sick at heart. They asked Peter and the other apostles,
"What shall we do? Change your hearts and lives, and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you. It is also for your children and for all who are far away. It is for everyone the Lord our God calls to himself."
Peter warned them with many other words. He begged them,
"Save yourselves from the evil of today's people."
Then those people who accepted what Peter said were baptized. About 3,000 people were added to the number of believers that day. They spent their time learning the apostles' teaching, and they continued to share, to break bread, and to pray together. The apostles were doing many miracles and signs, and everyone felt great respect for God. All the believers stayed together. They shared everything. They sold their land and the things they owned. Then they divided the money and gave it to those people who needed it. The believers met together in the temple every day. They all had the same purpose. They broke bread in their homes, happy to share their food with joyful hearts. They praised God and all the people like them. More and more people were being saved every day. The Lord was adding those people to the group of believers.